You have seen the Oscars so white stories. You've heard the frustrated awards speeches. Hollywood has a diversity problem. But for the Asian American actors who do end up on screen, there's another big hurdle, one that NPR's Ashley Westerman has been noticing for years.
Growing up, I had a lot of celebrity crushes. There was Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm the king of the world!
Freddie Prinze Jr.
You know, I made that bet before I knew you, lady.
And of course, all of the Backstreet Boys. On the rare occasion I did see an Asian American guy on screen, I, an Asian American gal, was just not that into him.
I think that Asian men are kind of seen as just these stereotypes.
Phil Yu runs the blog Angry Asian Man, and he says they have been relegated to playing some predictable roles over the years.
There's the evil yellow peril stereotype, like Fu Manchu, and then there's the stoic, monk-like martial arts master. And the nerd, like Long Duk Dong, 16 Candles, is kind of the most notorious example.
Actor Yoshi Sadarso knows the stereotypes very well. He's the guy often stuck performing them.
We are effeminate. We are not masculine. We are the best friend. We are the butt end of the jokes, but not the romantic lead.
Sadarso is starring in a new short web film called It's Asian Men! It features a group of hot and baby-oiled Asian American dancers trying to capture the attention of an unimpressed young woman.
You know what? You got this. Go get her, man. You got this.
Nari An wrote and directed the film to make a point.
I think that the tired old argument that Hollywood executives and studios and casting directors have been hiding behind is that there are no Asian American men capable of being romantic leads. And that's just patently untrue.
But here's the thing. In real life, there's some evidence that Asian American men struggle too. Over the years, online matchmaking service OkCupid has studied its user activity. It's found that Asian American men receive far fewer matches and messages compared to men of other races on their site. For guys like actor Yoshi Sadarso, that stings.
I've been left for, and when I find out who it is, I was like, oh, non-Asian guy. That's cool. I think it's just they see us, this is the safe choice until they can get something better.
And those are attitudes Hollywood has fueled, not fought, through casting. Now, to be fair, Asian American men are playing more nuanced characters. There's the loving father and husband in ABC's Fresh Off the Boat, the main crush in the CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and until recently, actor Steven Yeun on the AMC hit series The Walking Dead. Julia Kim, who is with the Casting Society of America, has even noticed more Asian American men showing up for casting calls.
So as casting directors, we have more choices to present, and we're not just, you know, our hands aren't tied to this one Asian actor or the two Asian actors.
Yet diversity roles continue to lag for actors like Sadarso, who see the problem as more than just landing major parts.
It opens up so much more roles for us, not only just for the industry, but in our daily lives. It puts us in a different position, and it will go into not just how people see you, but how you see yourself.
He hopes that It's Asian Men will help challenge some of those long-held impressions, one sexy dance move at a time. Ashley Westerman, NPR News.